Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to the Summer Run Home with your hosts, the Professor, James Rochford and Andrew Barney Barnett.
Yes, welcome to the Summer Run Home for the last time of the year. It is a massive thanks to Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now and Rotoflex by Blunstone. Stability meets the freedom to move. It is our last welcome all our listeners, however you are tuning in, Barney.
It's emotional.
It is.
Can I welcome our listeners?
Yeah, go on. You've earned it.
If you're listening in Sydney on 1170 AM, yeah. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome. If you're in Brisbane, maybe you're listening on 693 AM. A big welcome to you, our SENQs. And 1620 AM on the GC. If you're on the Gold Coast, text in. Tell us what the weather's like.
I can tell you.
Perfect.
Perfect.
1620 AM. A big welcome to you as well. If you're listening on the app, how good is the app? You could be listening absolutely anywhere. So text in. Tell us where you're listening. 0457 736 736. If you're overseas, you'll need to do a +61 in front of that. Download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. Do you want to do the podcast listeners,
go on,
Professor?
I will. Hey, podcast listeners, big thanks to you for listening all over the summer. And continue to listen because Joel and Fletch will be back on Monday. It is the Run Home with Joel and Fletch podcast, which you can subscribe to at Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Hey, welcome, Barney, but Gibbo, quickly, welcome. Hello.
Hello, guys.
How are we, boys?
Super duper.
Oh, it's been great. The day off was.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you get a weird message from someone overseas saying they've been listening to the Summer Run Home
in
an odd country? Where was that?
Let me go into my DMs. So this is the crazy...
Did you see this?
Yeah. This is the crazy Canuck from Midland, Ontario, Canada. Now, he's a big fan of the Broncos, and we've been chit-chatting. No pictures, of course, but we've been chit-chatting.
Has he just been sending you messages? Hey, what do you reckon the spine is, Gibbo? Oh. Let us know the Broncos spine.
Well, I mean, he's a big fan of the steam room.
Is he?
Is he?
What is your Broncos steam room? Can you run through it real quick, your Broncos steam room?
Well, there's a bit of trouble at the moment. So Jordan Rickey, Kurt Capewell would be my edge back rowers. Of course, Paddy Carrigan, who was down at the Australian Open looking...
sharp.
Looking sharp. He'd be my 13. Payne Haas, obviously, number 10. And Tommy Flegler would be my number 8.
Hey, the Fleg.
Who's your nine? Who's your hooker? Billy Walters? Or are you going, what's this other young bloke?
Ooh. Okay, so there's a bit of conjecture around this. And I'm sorry to get straight into the steam room chat, guys, because this is the farewell.
This is why people text in from Canada.
Okay, so look, we've got Corey Pakes, who's a potential. We've also got Billy Walters, coach's son, which, you know, you can't go wrong. He was a good player. But there's a third option, boys.
A bolter.
There's a bolter.
Who are you talking?
Tyson Smoothie. So one of the players with the best surnames in the game, Tyson Smoothie, spent a bit of time at Melbourne Storm.
Remember the smoothie?
Yeah, the smoothie.
So, I mean, that is a little sneak peek into the steam room for the rest of the show. But the crazy Canuck, who is a Broncos fan, so he will be absolutely loving life. What, 3 minutes into the show, we get a little bit of steam room for the Broncos.
He'll be steaming for steam rooms, let me tell you.
Well, he wanted to give you guys a bit of a fact, actually. Hey,
did he?
Can you tell the boys a fact about Gordie Howe? He also was the only hockey player to play with his two sons on the same team at Hartford Whalers.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's
It was Gordie Howe.
No, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday when you were away.
I didn't listen.
You know, clearly.
No, I did.
You did. Mr. Buttons was Mark the Scotsman.
Who's that?
Mark the Scotsman?
Mark, he works at SEN.
He does.
Yeah. Scottish mate. He's very good, isn't he?
Sits next to you, actually.
Does he?
He was just then, when the guy you were sitting next to.
Oh, that's Mark the Scotsman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, he seems like a great guy.
So we got into the chat yesterday about old athletes Barney had found. King Kazai, was it, Barney?
King Kazu.
And he... he's 55 years old. He's just signed with a Portuguese professional football club.
Yes, he started his career in 1986.
1986, wow. Yeah.
Okay. So he is a he's the oldest professional footballer in the world, as near as we can tell. If you're an older professional footballer, text in 0457 736 736. Let us know.
In the world of
Gordie Howe, the reason him up, he played 26 seasons of the NHL and was 52. When he retired.
Wow, okay. How did he do that?
Just been
skates.
Tough.
Was he one of the goons?
No, he wasn't a goon. He was a skilled player as far as.
But he was in the age of the goons.
Oh, God, the goons.
He was tough as old boots, old Gordie Howe. Old skates, I suppose.
Yeah, you did right. Hey, Gibbo.
Yes, mate.
It is our last show.
It is.
Mm. And as you know, every day has a special, you know, name to go with it. Yesterday was the Thankful Thursday, and we weren't thankful that you weren't here, and we didn't do that joke at the top of the show.
Definitely not.
Well, I listened to the top of the show, guys. You didn't say that.
That's what I said. We didn't. Yeah,
we didn't. We wouldn't say that.
No, we wouldn't. Why would you?
We wouldn't suggest that you're the headmaster and you hold us like you make sure we don't get to do what we want to do, and that Mark's just super more fun. Oh, we wouldn't have said that.
Come on, guys. I take umbrage with that. I feel like we have a nice, fun time. I have to keep you on your toes because, look, I can't let you guys running around here, not hitting times, not hitting news, right. not saying thanks to April. It just doesn't work, and it's just not good radio.
You're dead right. But we do, as we like to here on the Summer Run Home, we have a very special Friday, Barney. This is a bolt from the blue for you.
Right. Well, we're coming to the end of the week. We're coming to the end of our run here on the Summer Run Home, and there's just so many things that have annoyed me over the summer. And I haven't really had I thought, how do I get this out, you know, and still in a fun way? How do I say, this annoys me, I wish it didn't exist, in a fun way? And there's one man I think of who knows how to have fun when he gets rid of stuff, and that's Gibbo and his magic button. Give us the magic button, Gibbo. Yeah. We're going to play Flush It Friday, Professor.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is over the last month that we've done, a couple of months, how long have we done Summer Run Home? God, how long?
Since June, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's summer somewhere. That's what they say.
And Professor and Barney's Endless Summer Run Home.
Oh, geez, that'll be a good show. Hey, our favourite sound effect that you've done is the flush.
Yes.
The only.
Well, there's one that you've done with that, and the other one is obviously, Hordy.
That's a good one.
The young boy from Brisbane. How good is it? How good is it? What's his name? Horn. How do we spell it? H-O-R-N. Horny. Come on, ramp it up.
that's the
great. That's very good too.
Alan Jones.
We'll have to do a ramp it up show one next summer.
What does ramp it up rhyme with? Ramp it up.
I don't know.
Wednesday? Yeah.
If only there was, you know what, if only there was a day of the week that started with H.
Hump day?
We could do horny hump day.
Horny. I thought you meant ramp it up. Yeah, that's good. Horny hump day. That's perfect. Hey, Flush It Friday, you want people to text in and call in with things they want to flush?
Yeah, things that they're basically things you want to get rid of, things that give you the reason to go to the bathroom and need to press the old full flush button.
Gives you the irrits.
Yes.
The IBSs. Is this a part of what caught your ear today, Barney? Is this where it started?
Professor, you know how much I love my Sydney test. I'm mad for my cricket. I'm mad for the SCG. I love it. New Year's test, Sydney. It's a tradition. It is it's a sporting icon. It's a fixture in the calendar that can never be moved. Yet, we wake up today to find out that those, people, weirdos who have more serial killers than anywhere else down there in South Australia.
Yeah.
They're trying to steal it from us.
Right. So, and can we just go back to the start of this? Because there was a bit of...
You want me to talk about the serial killer
stuff? Yeah, if you don't mind. Who killed who and why and what? And where were the barrels?
No. This could be our other podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Hey, no. Obviously, it started with the Melbourne crew who were upset.
The weather, there was a bit of rain during the New Year's test. Still went the full distance, the New Year's test. Sure, we lost a day and a half, close to 2 days to rain.
Yeah.
But it's still the only test that made it to a fifth day.
No, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
Yeah, so there was a few Melbourne people all like, Sydney weather, no good. And then, as can happen, these people jump on the bandwagon. They say, we see an opportunity here. Adelaide sniffed an opportunity and said, why don't we go? So Cricket South Australia and the South Australian government have approached Cricket Australia in a bid to steal the New Year's test off Sydney. They want to swap it with their test, which,
Where is the Adelaide one?
The Adelaide one is the one before Christmas.
Is it normally against a minnow? Against Ireland or something?
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, right. Okay.
They want the primo, Yes,
but yeah, this is it's very primo smart. Like South Africa, yeah.
Because this is the trouble we've got, you know. Because if you start, see, the trouble is if Melbourne started this war, we'd go, oh, okay, well, we're going to start stealing things from you. But at what, like, you've got Adelaide.
Tour down under.
This is, yeah, they've got nothing to lose. What do they got? They've got the tour down under. They've got.
There's that German festival they do in the, you know, up in near the wine country, near Harndorf.
Harndorf.
And you go, and you have Steins. Sorry, Gibbo, have you got something that happens in Adelaide, a festival or an event?
Yeah, it's the Fringe Festival.
Adelaide Fringe, yeah.
I mean, that's always Adelaide, really well attended.
Adelaide basically have a good month. I've been to the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
What do they do at the Fringe really good. Festival? Is it comedy?
There's fringe comedy. Hair? There's all sorts of performances. There's people cooking over fires and street performers out on the street performing.
Right, yeah.
All sorts of interesting stuff. That's where the Clipsal goes there too, generally, the V8s. Go there that same month. And I remember being there when I went when I was over there for the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and I was saying, dude, geez, Adelaide's real good. And one of the guys, a local there, said, yeah, no, it's good this month. Very quiet for the rest of it.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah.
Hey, we've got Dominic Perrottet here responding to the, who is the South Australian Premier? Molinauskas?
I'm not going to learn Mally, his name. I refuse.
Well, it's Molinauskas, I think. Anyway,
it's the dude with the abs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he, remember
he's
that?
He's got abs?
Yeah. That was the big deal. He ran for ran in their last election, and one of the big national stories was there was a photo of him getting out of a local swimming pool, and he was rocking a pretty good bod, to be honest.
Yeah, right. See, we don't know his name because you know McGowan because he's a pain, and then you know, obviously, Palaszczuk. She's always closing borders. And
Palaszczuk.
And then, you know, obviously, Daniel Andrews.
Yeah. He's a pain. Dictator Dan.
Yeah, but South Australia, you just don't really. Did you know? It's Malinauskas. I did say it right.
Yeah.
I thought it was Darren Lehman.
It might be Boof.
Bloody should be.
I thought it was.
Well, let's play this audio because this is Dominic Perrottet reacting to Malinauskas after hearing about them trying to steal the test.
Australia's bid to have the Sydney's New Year's cricket test brought to Adelaide. What's your message about that?
He's kidding. A 5-day washed-out test in Sydney is much better than a 5-day test in Adelaide. I mean, why? Because at the end of it, you spent 5 days in Adelaide.
Mr. Malinauskas, what do you say to that?
Prime Minister.
There goes the collegiate.
Look, we've got a pretty good track record of hosting major events in South Australia, and it's something that we're pretty keen on. Obviously, we're rapt that the AFL chose to have the AFL gather around in South Australia over New South Wales. They looked at the evidence and the facts, and they decided accordingly. And we hope that Cricket Australia might one day do the same.
Is that supposed to have a laugh track?
I don't know.
They're good at hosting major events. Ooh, the AFL gather round. Great. Yeah.
Well, I think their personalities sum up the states. You know, Perrottet, he's out there, he's jiving, he's cracking jokes. People are having a laugh. And then old Malinauskas, I mean, they've looked at the facts and figures. Like, please.
Yeah.
Like, beat it, you heap. Now,
I looked up things to do in Adelaide, and the first one was meth.
Okay.
Now, that's on their tourism website.
Okay, is that TripAdvisor?
Yeah. No, it's South Australian tourism.
Oh, is it? Well, I've got it here. Second is Adelaide Botanic Gardens. That's second.
Mm. Well, if you've done the meth first, sure.
Glenelg Tram, that's fourth.
Glenelg Tram.
Yeah.
Is it a real tram or is it like, because there's a talking tram in Bendigo that's
is
actually
there?
Just a bus with park benches for seats, to be honest.
Have you been to Adelaide, Gibbo?
I have been to Adelaide, and it was actually quite a nice time. I had fish and chips out down at Victor Harbour. For some reason, they had chips and gravy inside the packet. I feel like I've said this before. Maybe
to
I have.
Well,
I think people generally ask you everyday life, have you been to Adelaide? And then you just say, yeah, I've been to Victor
Harbour.
And you've
got
fish and chips.
Right, same story.
You've memorised your lie.
And it was not too bad. But no, Adelaide, I haven't been to Adelaide.
All right. So
I've
been to Adelaide. It's fine, but it's no place to hold the New Year's test. Let's be honest.
Okay, so you want to flush who here? Is it the whole state of Adelaide?
I'm flushing Cricket South Australia and the South Australian government. Give them the flush.
That was an
part
extra
for each of them. Part for each of them.
Gibbo, are we doing that sound effect as well as the flush this afternoon? Well, or are we just doing the flush?
My finger slipped on that one. I apologise. There's no more of that flush this hour.
Okay.
Professor, the texts are coming in already. People asking us to flush things. Simon from Flagstone says, Professor and Barney, you get on the button here. Please flush kids turning up to basketball in Crocs and socks. You're a hoop head, Professor. Did that thing fly when you were a junior?
No, mate. No. You wouldn't, unless you were a chef. A lot of the chefs/basketballers would rock up in Crocs and socks, and that's fair enough. They've been doing, you know, they're in the kitchen. No, I'd wear slides. Slides
Ooh.
Were a thing.
Ooh.
And do I still, you wear slides?
Yeah, Mahoka slides.
Mahoka slides?
No, well, Hoka slides.
Mahoka slides.
Well, it might even be Hoka. H-O-K-A, I don't know. I say Hoka. What do you
Hoka.
Say? Hoka, but that's an orthopedic thing. Mm. We don't need to get into that. That's bad ankles, and that's a sign of my age. Do you think we're going to regret this whole Flush It Friday thing with this sound effect? Do you think it's going to annoy people at home? Are we pro?
Stuart's just texted in Supercars Adelaide. I don't know if he wants it flushed or
that's
if he wants
a flush.
But just in case.
Okay.
Okay.
Flush It Friday. 3 hours of us hitting the flush sound effect.
Some of these texts aren't all flushes, though, Professor. We've got other stuff. Matt from Park Ridge says, afternoon, boys. Penultimate show was killer. Bring it home now. Pumped. Hope you like flushes, Matt, because otherwise it's going to be a disappointing finish to summer, brother.
Flush him?
No, don't flush him. He needs
to give me the signal.
He's on our team. Hey, what about, did you watch the cricket last night, the BBL? Oh, I know we'll get into it later.
Me so sad.
Yeah. Sixers.
Yeah.
It was an odd game, wasn't it?
I said this to you just before we came on air, that the Sixers, the last two games in the field have just looked a little off. Just little mistakes, not sharp.
No,
like
I'm
you'd
with
expect.
You. And that very first ball that our mate Socky bowled and Sean Abbott threw it for overthrows.
Yeah, that was odd.
I can't say I've seen that in a Sixers outfit before.
No.
Hayden Kerr's chance, he was a little slow on it, wasn't he?
I'll tell you what, I did like the, speaking of Sean Abbott, the little bit of a send-off he gave, who was that? Dan, was it Hughes?
No, Hughes plays for them. Yeah. I know the guy you mean.
Yeah.
I feel like saying Healy. No.
Hazlett?
Hazlett, on the old
try and sneak a run on an overthrow. And, it was good to see a bit of passion.
Because you know what
down.
He said, right, in the send-off? He shouted the hot taps on the right.
Hot taps on the right.
As in, hit the showers.
Yeah.
But how funny is that? Then they lose. So if you were Hazlett, you'd be waiting in basically
with
the
your hair still
shower.
Wet.
Yeah. Going, thanks, mate. You lost. Yeah. Should we flush the Sixers?
No, don't flush the Sixers.
I think we should flush the Sixers season.
Sorry, Sixers, if you're listening.
Well, do you give the Heat any chance?
Stuart wants us to flush the Heat supporters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to upset our SENQ listeners, but, I mean, Stuart is the boss.
Oh, man. This is going to... Oh, God. You know, Barney, when you sent through on our WhatsApp today, hey, why don't we do Flush It Friday? I wrote to you, this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I didn't in my head ever, like, think about us hitting the toilet sound effect 400 times in an afternoon. Yes, mate.
Well, I mean, you reap what you sow, Professor. This is Flush It Fridays.
It is.
But it is still Friday fun times. Now, I feel like you've got a bit of a frown.
Yeah.
Turn that upside down.
No, I'm sorry, guys. Yes, it is our last. It's the ultimate summer run home. And we have had a great summer run home all season.
We have.
If you'd like to call in and just wish us good luck with unemployment, it's 1300 01 1170. Or if you'd like to text 0457 736 736.
Gibbo. Oh, unemployment.
No, no, you're guys, okay.
Yeah, I still work here, guys.
Yeah, no, it's Barney and I.
Yeah, so it's sort of sad, but it's not that sad.
No.
No, I'm kidding. It's
no,
very
so
sad.
You because you go back to Joel and Fletch.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you know why it's going to be a bit of a tough adjustment period? Because those guys are really, they talk a lot of serious sport, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for that just yet. Maybe I could have a week in between, maybe on you know, the Jimmy Smith or the Matty White show, just to really
get ready. Oh, so you don't get the bends.
Yeah, because I don't need to get the bends. Like, I just need to sort of warm into it a little bit.
Yeah. We do some serious sports chat on this, on the Flush It Fridays. We always do. We will today. That's a promise to our listeners.
Oh, in the ad breaks.
Hey, Rooster Man's got an idea.
Oh, Canada, God.
They're trying to steal the Adelaide test. Instead, we send them Koshy.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Is Koshy finishing up soon?
Do you know something I don't?
Hey, can you flush Koshy for me?
I love the Kosh man.
What?
Sorry. I love the Kosh man. I do love the Kosh man. He was the CEO of my favourite football club in Port Adelaide.
You go for Port Adelaide in the AFL?
No, it's just my favourite football club in Port Adelaide because there's only one. So, because I don't actually go for Port Adelaide. I'm a bit more of a West Coast
Eagles
man.
How did you go?
Are you a West Coast Eagles man?
No, they're just my favourite team in Perth.
Ooh.
Yeah, not a big fan of the Dockers.
Well, they're technically not in Perth.
Yeah, Freo.
They're Freo.
Yeah, well, them either. You're not a fan of them.
How'd you go overnights? Because when you do your overnights, you're national, and you get a lot of calls from big AFL fans, people that want to chat a bit, because they love chatting lists down there. They love chatting corridors and pockets. And
oh, yeah, it was weird.
How'd you go?
I opened up with get into my steam room, and, you know, I can go the engine room of the NRL.
Yeah.
Man, it did not fly very much down there.
What is the steam room in the AFL?
The steam room in the AFL, well, that's easy. That's the ruckman.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's your center fielders, you guys, your ruck.
Mm. And your rover.
Oh, the rover's definitely in the steam room.
Isn't that your halfback? That's your spine.
Center halfback.
No, please, Professor. I'm
your,
huge.
Your rovers, they're just out there crumbing.
They're crumbing. Yeah. No. Think of it. So Gary Ablett Jr., that's your Joey Johns.
Did he play AFL, did he?
Joey?
Joey, he played a little bit of cricket.
Gary Ablett Jr. played for Geelong for many years, and was, you know, arguably, you know, the best rover.
He actually captained a match as well. I found that out last night. So you actually figure out and find out a lot of information about AFL and VFL football. It's actually quite entertaining.
We got a text message to Flush it. Can we give Professor the Flush bring back Filthy? Jeremy from West Pennant Hills. I don't even know who Filthy is.
I think he's talking about Philpy.
Oh, okay. It's Philpy, you knob. Can you flush this bloke?
Are we flushing?
No, flush Jeremy. Flush or... Jeremy from Pennant Hills. Flush Jeremy.
The flush is in the ear of the beholder.
Hey, we're going
to
take
Rooster
a break
Man
here.
Wants you to flush yourself for giving love to Koshy there, Gibbo.
No, believe me, Rooster Man, I have flushed myself plenty of times. And when this button is gone... I'll flash some more.
All right. So we do have a cracking afternoon filled with flush sound effects. We are going to be chatting to Channel 7 commentator and former Aussie cricketer Brad Hodge to a bit of a wash-up, a bit of a round-up of the game last night, Heat Sixers, and looking forward to the Scorchers v Heat game on Saturday. And also we are going to be crossing to Code Sport journalist, the P-Man, Adam Peacock, to talk some Joga Benito.
How good.
But I think the P-Man is also a cricket specialist now as well, isn't he? Is he doing a cricket podcast?
Doing a cricket podcast.
Yeah, not too sure. But yeah, he is a wealth of knowledge, the P-Man.
He's everything.
He'll have some pipeline for us too, if we want to talk pipeline.
And he'll also want to flush something, because something like at school zone weeks, we know he's had his run-in with school zones and demerit points in the past. He will want to flush something.
Oh, he will. Okay, after the break, it is the Professor's Ponderance. Just a reminder, call 1300-0117 if you want to get involved. Or text 0457-736-736. You're listening to The Summer Run Home on SEN.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, it is our ultimate show, our last show. Joel and Fletch are back on Monday for the run home. Call in 1300-011-70. Or text us 0457-736-736. Tell us the highlights from the summer and our show.
Or tell us what you want to flush.
Yes, we're also doing...
Flush It Friday.
Flush It Friday. If there's something in your life you want to flush away, then today is that magic day.
It is. Now, the Adelaide Rooster has got in touch. Obviously, a little bit upset that I was disparaging Adelaide.
What's he said?
Love you, Adelaide. But afternoon, fellas, we also have great white shark diving. Supercars in the city, the list goes on. South Australians are as popular as Newcastle people in Sydney. So is it very that popular. Bad? Very popular Adelaide Rooster.
Are they Derek's as well? Or?
No, they're good people apparently.
Oh, no.
Good people.
Barney, is there much happening in the hockey world? Are you boys having a farewell like Bin Chicken Badger did last night, Kiwi Jai? Of course, it was the great
Gary Belcher's.
Badge is his Badge. Nickname, apparently. Yeah.
Badge. We've heard that for years.
We did, yeah. I did hear some of that farewell, and it was very good. I listened to Mal called in. It was a great chat, Mal Meninga, and then Kevy Walters.
Oh, who's going to call in, you reckon, for us?
Maybe Filthy. What's his name? Filthy. Sorry.
Filthy. Let's hope Filthy calls in. Chris is on the text line. Said, yep. He said, I'll get in early. It wouldn't be a good day to play tennis in Brisbane today. Very hot and humid. Well, this is why you'd have the Australian Open in Brisbane, in the same
earlier,
time period.
Yes,
you
have. Well, that's what the organisers of the Australian Open are saying. Yes. And that Jared Waitley's pushing for.
Isn't it weird how that just sort of grew out of, I think it was Waitley started.
Waitley started the Australian Open to Brisbane/Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. And
do you see Waitley's going over to the Super Bowl?
Is that to do with promoting the Australian Open in Brisbane and/Gold Coast?
I think so. I think he's also asking them because he's worried about the weather.
Oh, he's trying to move that.
He's trying to move it. Yeah, he thinks maybe just out at Parramatta, out at the stadium out there.
Right,
it'd be great. He says it does get a little slippery at night, but you know, I'm sure they can wear long cleats.
It does get slippery at that stadium, Gibbo. Why is it slippery at what is that new Parramatta Stadium?
Is it Combank now?
Is it Kudos Bank? What?
Yeah, it's because of the sprinklers overnight. They've got an automated system, and they've been unable to find the passcode to actually switch it off.
It's a tale as old as time, isn't it?
You know, sometimes you just forget those passwords. Yeah. You're unable, and you'd think a multi-billion-dollar stadium like that would be able to remember the password, but
that's why they have passwords, though, mate. Yeah. Security, it's safety, and I think it's fair enough. Barney, I have a solution. Move the Adelaide Test to the number one sports ground in Newey with beers in cans. Streakers allowed, just bang it on Novocastrian style. That's obviously somebody's having a laugh there.
That's Rooster Man. He's full of good ideas.
Hit the button
today.
For me.
No,
flush
don't. Do not
flush Rooster Man. That is a dumb
flush
idea.
Rooster Man. Flush Rooster Man's a good man.
What are you, Gibbo?
I've gone cold on the flush.
I'm turning on you in the ad.
Right, Dunny has threatened me here.
Dunny has threatened me.
He says, Barney, you mentioned grass hockey. I'll bomb Newcastle.
Yeah. See, what's the opposite of a flush?
You know what?
Claps.
Is that the opposite?
Woo!
All right. Claps for Dunny. Just a reminder, 0457-736-736. If there is something in your life or the world you'd like to flush, I'm emotional to you guys. You will be missed. Joel and Fletch will be looking over their shoulders.
Aww.
That's sent in from the Professor and Barney. So
That was supposed to be from a different number. Right, I couldn't work that out.
It came up.
Ben's getting fired up. I dare say he's listening up in Brisbane or on the Gold Coast. Sam got the last laugh getting the flight to Perth. Sean can go play with his own bat at home. We may lose the final, but at least we beat both Sydney teams in the final. And I will give it to our Brisbane listeners. The Heat have come from fifth to make it into the final. So they literally just scraped into the finals, and they're on a streak. So let's see if it keeps going when they get to Perth. Have we got listeners in Perth?
Yeah. Yep.
No?
Yeah, we do.
Do you mean us?
Mick from Margaret River.
Mick, yeah. Apart from you, I'm going to say there's no one else listening over there, so I'm going to go for the Brisbane Heat because I know people are listening in Brisbane.
I think Parramatta also lives over there too.
Does he?
Yeah. Parramatta?
Hey!
He just likes Parramatta, but he lives in Perth.
They're
so
fantastic.
Yeah, he's probably a Thunder fan if he likes Parramatta.
Nothing wrong with that, mate.
Exactly.
Let's go to the news.
Oh, thank you, April. I'm going to miss hearing April tell us the news right before we get in. We are on the summer run home. This is our last summer run home of the summer. Officially Radio Autumn tomorrow. You're with the Professor and Barney. It's all with thanks to Hyundai. Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. And Blunston. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. We've got lots of texts and calls coming in here,
Professor. Let's go Kane from South Perth. It's called in. Are you there, Kane?
Yeah, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. What's on your mind, Kane? You want to flush something?
Mate, flush the Heat. They're not going to beat strikers this week.
Oh, I like this. I like this. We're getting fired up. Are you going to go to the game, Kane?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. I've got a couple of family commitments, but yeah, I'll be watching the game for sure.
Be watching the game for sure. Mate, how do you think? Are the Scorchers just that much better than everyone else?
Of course they are.
Yeah, dumb
but no,
question,
we are pretty good.
Barney. Hey, Kane, are you a Sydney sider originally? Are you what makes you listen to 1170 SEN over there in Perth?
Big NRL fan, and yes, I am from Sydney. I've only been over here for 5 years now. So.
All right. Who's your league team?
Tigers.
Tigers? Well, they might
Tigers.
Be in Perth.
That's why
soon.
I send messages. No, they're not coming to Perth. We'll probably end up getting the Bears over here.
You might. Now, are you obviously wooden spoon last year? Kane, what do you reckon here? Will they get it again, or can they beat the Dolphins?
We'll beat the Dolphins.
Okay, so 16th.
I'm hoping top eight.
Ooh, bit early for drinking in Perth, mate. Hey,
Kane, we were debating this yesterday. We were talking about between Robbie and Benji, who do you reckon is the senior assistant coach? Because I reckon they bicker.
They bicker for sure. So I reckon Benji will take him.
Benji will take him. I reckon Robbie could fight better, to be honest.
Hey, Kane, thanks for calling in, mate. Keep listening. Tell everybody in Perth that we're on for another, 2.5 hours. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, awesome, boys.
See you, mate. Okay. Bye. A lot of people move across to Perth from Sydney.
They do.
Lots of NRL fans, which is why they want to put a club there, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of, traditionally a lot of fly in, fly out, but now people have flown in and they're just not flying out. They're staying over there, which is McGowan's thing. He put the walls up last year.
So you can't leave.
And people...
Kane's a bloody hostage there.
Well, maybe it's Stockholm syndrome. You know what I mean?
Oh.
They couldn't leave for so long. Now they're like, no, it's good over here. Oh. It is actually very nice. I quite like Perth. It's
You're doing some gigs there soon, are you, mate?
I'll be going over there later in the year. Now, to all my Sydney friends, to Brisbane friends, I'll be going hard on
them lately.
No, I haven't.
Brisbane people can come and abuse you, where are you playing?
6th of May, I'll be at the Underground Theatre as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival. My show is called How Good.
And what
did I say? What happened with that? My show title. So
no.
for those you don't know, you pick its show title, right? You've got to you get your show entered in the program and everything. You've got to give them a show title, short description, whatever. Right. So I just went, I need something generic because I haven't written all of it yet. So I just went with the show title, How Good. Right. Thinking beautiful makes it sum up my positive attitude. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the program comes out in both Sydney and Brisbane. My show is called How Good. Guess what Dave Hughes' show is called?
Not How Good.
Oh. So Good.
Oh.
I'm doing call and response with Dave Hughes.
Oh, How Good, So Good.
I'm hoping that some people accidentally buy tickets to my show who wanted to go to Dave.
They will. What's the security like on those clubs? Do they pat people down on the way in?
The Underground Theatre? No.
So if I, let's say I'm a Brisbane bloke.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get, say, a group of 10 to 15 mates, let's go get that bloke with no top lip.
Are you trying to get me bashed in Brisbane?
It's hypothetical. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm vulnerable.
Are we due for a break here, Gibbo? All right, hit that button. No, that one. No, the break button, mate. Hit the break button.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Barney, I thought you were doing it here. No?
No. Yeah. Yes. Welcome.
Because I'm doing
the summer run home.
So you're throwing to me, yes.
Yes. You are listening to the Professor and Barney.
Yeah.
And we are nailing it on our Friday show.
Hey, it's the ultimate show and we're killing it. Yes, Barney, go on.
Yes. And we're doing it with thanks to Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. And Blunston, Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Now, Professor.
Yes.
You're deep in a ponderance over there. You've found a story and you're concerned.
I have. It's making me ponder lots. Hey, Gibbo, have you got my song there?
This is ponderous, man.
Thank you, man.
Really ponderous.
Thank you. So, AFL, it's very rare that it gets a lot of media attention in Sydney, and unless it's a really big story, does it appear either on the back page of the paper, or in this case, you open the back page, it's on that first page, which means
inside back
is a big AFL story. Let me read this to you. GWS rookie Jason Gilbey has lifted the lid on his milk obsession after his stunning intake of the dairy drink was revealed. Gilbey sent the internet into a spin this week after it emerged during a pre-season bonding exercise that the first-year giant had swapped his water intake with milk 3 years ago.
What?
He doesn't drink water, he drinks milk. Every time you pick up a glass of water, he's drinking a glass of milk.
That's...
yeah.
Weird.
So
whenever you, a normal person would use water, he's using milk.
But then also think about it, he's an athlete, so he's running around, he's drinking a lot of water.
Oh.
Well, in this case, milk. So he, Gilbey, shares a house with Giants teammates Aaron Cadman and Max Grzewski.
Yeah.
And the midfielder estimated the household milk consumption is 10 litres a week between three men.
10 litres a week. So what's that? That's, what are we talking? So one and... 1.3 litres a day? Are we talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, divided by three.
Divided by three. They're not drinking enough. It's not enough water if you were just drinking water.
No, but it's they're just drinking milk.
But if they're just drinking...
No. He's the one that only drinks milk.
But surely that's still... You'd be thinking, as an individual, you'd be going through 10 litres of milk a day if you're not drinking any water. Surely.
You drink 10 litres of milk a day?
No, what I'm saying is...
water?
Not 10 litres of water a day, a week.
You drink 1.3 litres of water a day?
If I was an athlete, I would. Definitely. I mean, they're doing pre-season training.
I feel
training.
Like I'm getting bogged down in that. So the 18-year-old continues to drink milk all day long. The only exception now being when he is on the training track over summer when he drinks custard.
Did he get on the eggnog over Christmas?
Yeah,
that's quite nice, eggnog.
Summer training runs, he'll drink eggnog.
Yep.
Afternoon sessions, he'll have a Bailey's.
Oh, lovely.
So yeah,
quite nice.
I mean, it made me start to
is
think.
Is he on the
buddy.
Full creams or are we,
well,
do we know?
I'm glad you asked because he had to go and live with a family in year 10 for a year in Bendigo, but they only had light milk. So he had to switch to light milk for a year.
Oh.
But he's back on the full cream.
Well, good.
Full cream now.
How much light milk's he doing?
Well, the same amount. Well, now none. He's back on the full cream. But got me to thinking, you know, I'm a man. I'm affected by milk.
I'm a man.
You know, but I'm a man that is affected
yes,
by milk.
Yes, you are a man that is affected by
and
milk.
And you've been around me long enough to know that milk consumption can lead to, well, dire circumstances.
It can. Emergencies.
Yeah. So, and I feel like that's the case for a lot of adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can lead to, well, how would you put it, Gibbo?
Don't do the whole. Listen, it can cause nausea, too much milk. It can cause bloating and digestive issues. If you're a professional athlete and you're playing for the GWS Giants in a sport where they can run up to 14 kilometres in a game and you're drinking that amount of milk a day, let's say 2 litres of milk a day, and you're running around, how can you do that?
I've had a thought. What position does he play? Is he a defender? Is he a forward? What are we talking?
I don't know. Text in.
Is he? Because if he's in the forward line, he's trying to lose the man marking him. You know,
Shane Mumford, who is now the ruck coach.
Yeah,
he
big mummy.
Get this nickname. Calls him Milky.
That's that classic Mumford wit, isn't it?
It is. Summer run home. We'll be back.